Well, I think that everything that requires a European decision should be decided with the adequate means at the European level, provided that it is democratically legitimized. I don't think that electing a president, by the way, is the best solution. I would rather think that in a multi-linguistic context, it is much better to have a sort of parliamentary system, as are the large majority of the internal systems. Or otherwise, you risk to have the champion of one country that usually would be the bigger or the second biggest one. And there is the risk that you have, for example, the Latins against the more German. So it would be quite difficult to manage such as. But coming to the last question that was discussed, there has not been one single idea of what a nation is in European history. There were two traditional ones. One was the traditionally German idea that the nation is a large family. It was the romantic idea of Herder, and obviously this was linked in a way, its degeneration was linked to the racist developments in the history of Germany. So that is no longer used by anybody. The other was the French and Italian idea, that was the Renan's idea that the nation is the plebiscite of every day that is based upon a shared common cultural heritage. Of course, after World War II, after the defeat of Nazism, that was the only possible way out of this dichotomy. But inside the idea that a nation is made by the a common culture, you can have two different ideas of that. One is that it is a matter of the heritage of the past, and the other idea is that what really binds the people together are the common values and the common principles that are enshrined in the Constitution. This is very typical of the American system, for example, where the Constitution, although interpreted in very different and sometimes incompatible ways by the different political and philosophical schools of thought inside the United States, is the real binding thing that keeps the American society together. And there was this idea that was proposed many years ago, not for Europe, but for Germany, by Jürgen Habermas, when he said that the only patriotism that he could envisage for the German people was no longer the nationalistic idea of the nation that could apply either to the state or to the older kind of Germany or to the pan-German solutions that had been discussed in the 19th century, but to the principle, to the civic principles of the federal constitution of the Federal Republic of Germany. That is exactly the only possibility for, not just for Europe, but for all our states, because in a pluralistic society, where no longer a large part of the population shares the same heritage, the same religion, the same language, the same traditions, the same culture, the same cuisine, the only possibility of keeping a society together is basing that on the civic principles that are typically those of the basic principles of a constitution. Now, it is not the constitution as a document. It is what we, what I have proposed to call the patriotism of the European Grundnorm, for those who are familiar both with Habermas and with Hans Kelsen. That is, we have the basic principles upon which we are identified also by the rest of the world as different from the others, because this is how they see us from abroad. It is our most cherished, or should be our most most cherished heritage, and it is upon that that we should build the European demos, in my opinion.